I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello there and welcome to another episode of reporting Depp v. Heard. It's been the end of a very long week and we had some hugely dramatic testimony all day, including a witness who was actually struck off because she had been watching video clips of other witnesses during the trial. That was Gina Deuters, who was one of Johnny Depp's witnesses. She testified for about 45 minutes, said that she'd taken drugs with Johnny, said that she'd taken MDMA with Amber Heard and Rocky Pennington. And then there was a sudden break as one of the attorneys on Amber Heard's side approached the judge's bench, a long, long conference. And then the judge turned to Gina and she said, have you watched any of the social, or no, I think she said, have you seen anything of this trial on social media or anywhere else? And she admitted to watching clips of witness evidence testimony. So the judge gave a short shrift, told her she could leave the witness box, had it all struck from the record, and then informed the jury when they came back in the room that they were to disregard her evidence. So that was about an hour and a half of trial time, I suppose, which has now gone to waste. We also had stone cold Kate James. Now, Kate James is a woman who has no love for Amber Heard. She was her personal assistant for a number of years and clearly didn't enjoy being her personal assistant. She said she was underpaid, she said she was overworked, she said that Amber Heard, when she had supposedly suffered a traumatic incident, spent time in a hotel with her friends having fun and drinking and swimming in the pool and generally looking like they were having a good time rather than being in recovery from a traumatic event. She actually gave evidence in the last trial in 2020, and the judge then decided essentially she was a disgruntled employee and didn't put much evidence. And also the very shocking allegation that she made in the 2020 trial, which was that Amber Heard had essentially co-opted an appalling sexual abuse story and tried to manipulate it in some way. And I don't think she quite said pass it off as her own, but stole it from her. Was not brought up at all in this trial, so and I don't really know why. The Kate James was a pre-recorded deposition, so it may have come up in the course of her deposition, but it wasn't admitted as evidence before the jury today. So you had Kate James, whose manner of giving evidence. If Isaac Baruch yesterday was one of the most extraordinary, charismatic and garrulous and physical people that you'll ever see in a witness box, Kate James stood there, or no, she was sitting down, wasn't she? And just sort of eyeballed the camera with utter disdain, dealt with the attorney's questions with utter disdain, and got her point across, which was that she essentially thought Amber Heard was making everything up. The next witness after Gina Deuters, so I guess the next formal witness. Oh, that's right, it was a counsellor for both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Now, she was very interesting because she basically came to the conclusion that Johnny Depp started fights and was physical with Amber, and that Amber had admitted started being physical with Johnny and actually started physical fights in order to stop him from leaving a situation. So she wasn't 100% sure that Johnny Depp had started fights. She said she thought he might have, and she also was very, very clear that she saw bruises on Amber Heard's face, which Amber Heard came and showed her after she said she and Johnny had had a fight. Now, that evidence from a respected LA clinician, I think, will go a long way with the jury, but it remains to be seen exactly how they will interpret that in the context of this wider trial. And the final evidence of this afternoon was with Dr. Kipper, the famous Dr. Kipper. From the first, he didn't give evidence in the first trial, but the messages between him and Johnny and Amber and the nurse Debbie Lloyd out in Australia, the three-day hostage situation incident, well, he actually gave pre-recorded deposition evidence today in which some of those text messages and some of the medication that Johnny Depp was on, some of the drug abuse and drugs that were found in his system were listed in open court and then admitted as evidence. I've been able to get my hands on some of those documents, including some of the Johnny Depp documents. It remains to be seen how many I can publish and in what state they will have to be published, because a lot of the unredacted documents were in the hands of the court and they may have to be redacted before they get seen by the jury. I think Although she was the most understated of the witnesses today, the evidence of the clinician and the phrase that she used, mutual abuse, may ring long and loud throughout this trial. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is because I haven't debriefed the day's events in my park bench interview. I've got a very special guest. His name is Vinny Politan. He is an anchor for Court TV. He had me on his show last night, so, on condition that he came and did a park bench interview with me. Here we are for park bench interview on day four of Depp v Heard, and I'm absolutely thrilled that Vinny Politan from Court TV is joining me, as he promised to do so last night when I did a turn on his show. Vinny, thank you so much for having a wee chat with us.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me to your bench.
I don't have ownership of this bench. I'm borrowing it from Virginia County Court, or Fairfax County Court for a bit. This is an amazing trial to be witnessing, to be part of. You've obviously been here since day one as well. What are your impressions so far? We're just on the final day of week one.
We are in the middle of a very volatile relationship. We are going places where we usually don't go in trials. I mean, they got divorced already. They settled it. This is the type of stuff that would come out if there was a contested divorce, which is rare. It's rare. So to have all of this stuff aired publicly is really unusual. And we just heard from their marriage counselor.
That was really serious evidence.
Oh my goodness.
I'm still trying to process it because it was literally about half an hour ago that the court finished. And she said, in her view, he hit on her, she hit on him. There was mutual abuse in that.
Mutual abuse. And that is such a fascinating part of all this. So if it's mutual abuse, is she a victim? Are they both victims? Has he been defamed? You know?
Well, this is the point, isn't it? We are hearing about domestic violence. We're going to hear about sexual abuse. But actually, this is a libel trial.
Yeah, it is.
And there is a very high bar for libel in the United States. So maybe just explain
people
who don't perhaps get this. We're hearing so much about this violence and abuse, but actually that's not what the jury are going to be asked to decide on.
Not ultimately. It's sort of the trial within the trial. But ultimately, it's about defamation. It's about libel. So in the United States, if you're a public figure like Johnny Depp is, you have to prove the statement that was made was false. So it's up to Johnny Depp. He's got to prove that the statement about him being someone who commits domestic violence is false. So that's why you have the trial within the trial. But the next phase of that is, because he's a public figure, he has to show actual malice, which is she is saying the statement to get at him. She's doing it with malice to do damage to Johnny Depp. So it's a tough hurdle.
It's one we don't have in the United Kingdom.
Well, we've got
the malice.
We've got our constitution, the First Amendment.
Which is an amazing thing, because as a journalist, speaking to other journalists over here, you guys have carte blanche. As long as you're not being irresponsible, and as long as you're not acting with malice, you can go digging and say what needs to be said. We have much more restrictive laws. If you get something wrong, and you haven't done a proper job on it, then you can be done. It doesn't matter whether there's any malice involved. So that's the higher bar in this trial. And of course, he lost the last one.
He lost the last one, and he had a little bit of an advantage over there. But I think the advantage here is having seven ordinary citizens decide the case instead of a professional judge. In the United States, you can have a bench trial. You know, the parties can agree to have the judge decide it. It's rare. But I think for Johnny Depp, being the star that he is, and being so poised and being confident in himself because he's going to take the witness stand, I think he gets an advantage in front of ordinary citizens versus a judge. I think today was a good day for Johnny Depp, but at the end of the day, we're now seeing mutual violence. So if it's mutual violence, is she a victim? Is he a domestic abuser, or is it something else? It's really in a little bit of a gray area. The one part today, though, I think did help him was the picture that was painted about this relationship. Anytime he speaks, she speaks over him. He can't get his words out. And that's what the counselor was saying, and, you know, when Johnny would try to participate, she would overtake him. And maybe the jury reads into, and I'm sure the lawyers will make the arguments about the nature of the relationship, that she was the aggressor, whether it was verbally or physically. So is Johnny defending himself, or is Johnny initiating it? That's what the jury's got to figure out. Because this is personal. That's what's making this civil case so different. Yeah, it's about the money, but it's really about two people who hate each other And Johnny Depp doesn't want to let it go, and he wants a very public trial because he wants his side of the story out. And I guess his feeling is that his side was never out there. He was just painted with this broad brush as being the abuser. He's the one losing movie roles, and he wants to get his name back. So whether he wins or loses in court, the ultimate victory for him may be, you know, what's the result of this? Am I able to make that comeback? Do people see that, hey, this was a volatile relationship? It wasn't just me. It wasn't just me.
Whatever the verdict is, it will have knock-on and spin-off implications throughout the justice system and throughout society as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, when that verdict comes down, you know, will both sides, whether you win or lose or there's something in the middle, will they come out and speak? And what will be their interpretation of what happened inside the court? Because at the end of the day, yeah, it's about hundreds of millions of dollars that they're suing each other for, but they're both going to be okay. It's not like they're in financial ruins and they need the money. It's not like a normal civil case where someone's been injured and they can't walk anymore and they need that money so they can, you know, build a house that they can live in. No, they're going to be okay.
They can sell an island or a mansion or two.
Sell an island, make another movie, make a personal appearance. So from that perspective, not that isn't at stake, but it is a lot at stake. And I think the symbolism here for a lot of people is the Me Too movement was so powerful and sort of steamrolled. What we didn't see with Johnny Depp, though, was we didn't see 24 other women, 48 other women, like we did with Bill Cosby and others, and Harvey Weinstein. Once someone came out, then there were just lines and lines of accusers. That's not the case here. That makes this different, too.
There are two trials here. There is the court trial and there's the court of public opinion. And Johnny Depp knows that. I don't think anyone should underestimate how important the verdict of the jury is going to be. Everyone I speak to, and I've spoken to some pretty switched on lawyers about this, say that the bar for proving malice in a libel trial is very, very high. But the fact that the trial is going ahead suggests that this is not a frivolous case. The judge has listened to what Team Depp have had to say, and he's got lots of lawyers with lots of experience of this sort of thing, telling the judge that he has a case. And therefore it is going ahead, and the jury will then make their decision based on the evidence that he gives under examination and cross-examination, the evidence of Amber Heard, and the hard evidence, the documentary evidence, the recordings, the photographs, the expert forensic evidence, and this extraordinary cast of, I wouldn't call them hangers-on, because I don't think you could ever describe Elon Musk as a hanger-on, but this extraordinary cast of people who've been deposed, some of them against their will, to give evidence on behalf of either party. If Johnny Depp does not convince a jury that Amber Heard was writing about him, was lying, and did so with malice, his career is over.
I really haven't got the first clue what's happening next week. I emailed one of the parties and said, what's actually going on next week? But because the parties don't have to tell the court who is going to appear as a witness until 48 hours beforehand, it's Thursday today, they're not sitting till Monday, so they don't have to tell them till Saturday. So at the moment, it's probably going to be decided tomorrow. I don't even know whether to say that Johnny Depp is likely to appear. All I can tell you is that we spoke to someone very senior in one of the parties earlier. Me and another journalist managed to collar her and say, look, what's happening? Is Johnny going to be giving evidence next week? All I can say is that she didn't say he wouldn't be, which is fundamentally not very useful at all. Anyway, look, I hope you've been enjoying these podcasts. I hope you've been enjoying the interviews that I've been doing. And if you want to support what I'm doing, if you go to reportingdeppvheard.net/newsletter and sign up there, that would be really, really helpful. I'm not entirely self-funded. I do have a sponsor back at the UK, UK Broadcasting Organisation, but they only get me on spec, and it doesn't look like they're going to want me until Johnny Depp speaks. So I'm basically in your hands. If you can keep funding me, I can keep doing this. So I hope it has some value for all of us. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back on Monday for more.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depp v. Heard.